and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Mr. Deacon? Mr. Matthew Deacon?
Yes?
Forgive me for disturbing you in your moment of prayer, sir. I am Sir Richard Burnett, provost of this college. The Porter's Lodge said I would find you here. The chapel is beautiful, isn't it? So comforting to know that such a place will at least survive well into the 20th century.
I did not come all the way to Cambridge to talk about King's College Chapel. Where is my son, Sir Richard?
Mr. Deacon, we've been through all that.
Only by letter. It's been 6 months since you first wrote to me, and I am not convinced. Now I'm here. I want to know what's happened to him.
But you must know.
If I did, then I wouldn't have crossed the Atlantic Ocean.
But the police...
The police! Let me tell you something, sir. Where I come from, the police may be what you might call a little thick-headed. But if they really want to find someone, they don't give up without trying.
Robert is dead, Mr. Deacon. He took his own life.
I refuse to believe it.
I know it's hard to accept.
I only accept fact, Sir Richard. Fact.
There was the note.
Then why hasn't the body been found?
Because no one has known where to look. Mr. Deacon, you're a judge. Surely you understand. Students. Suicide. The boy just disappeared from his room. He left a note.
No one saw him leave the university?
It was the middle of the night.
Well, what about his friends?
Oh, I suppose his closest friend was Griffin. Edward Griffin. He and Robert shared rooms together. There were other students, of course.
And outside the university?
No one. Except there were the Northcotts.
The Northcotts?
There is a daughter. An attractive girl, but... Look, Mr. Deacon. I can assure you the police have pursued every possible line of inquiry. You must try and forget about all this now.
Forget? You ask me to forget about my own son?
Please, Mr. Deacon, may I remind you this is a house of God.
Sir Richard, I have dedicated my whole life in the service of God. It is only my faith in him that convinces me my son is still alive. Don't you understand? Don't any of you understand? The last time I saw that boy, he had no reason at all to take his own life. He had everything in the world to live for. And yet you ask me to forget about him?
But you know what was in that note. It must be obvious to anyone that Robert's mind was disturbed.
Then why? Why did he do it? Where did he go to? Who are his enemies, Sir Richard?
Enemies? Mr. Deacon, Robert has told us himself that he has taken his own life. For all we know, his body could be lying at the bottom of the river at this very moment.
You know, back home, I preside over a court of law. Every day, they bring a whole lot of new people before me. All kinds of people, with faces I don't even remember. Some of them are just straightforward enemies of society. Others are what you might call victims of their own weakness. My problem has always been to decide which of them is telling the truth. Sometimes I have a hunch I'm wrong, and then I don't sleep at night. But it's my job to make that decision. It's like that now. You tell me my son is dead. And yet, standing here, in this chapel, I feel Robert is closer to me now than he's ever been before.
But of course. It's only natural that you should feel the boy's presence so strongly in a place like this. Why, I've often seen him in here alone. kneeling in prayer.
In here? Robert came into this chapel to pray?
Why, yes. He always occupied the same pew, just in front of where we are now.